AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The verdict is in on social media. The most discussed moment on Twitter and Facebook of last night's presidential debate was when Donald Trump said this.
I think my strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament. I have a winning temperament. I know how to win.
Representatives of Facebook said Trump captured about 79% of all discussions, compared with 21% for Hillary Clinton. Clinton, during the debate, said jobs for Americans ranks as her top priority.
We have to build an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top. That means we need new jobs, good jobs, with rising incomes. I want us to invest in you. I want us to invest in your future. That means jobs and infrastructure in advanced manufacturing.
Clinton had not only detailed answers about her own policy proposals, but also sharp criticism of Trump's business record, past statements about women, and his false assertions that President Obama may not have been born in the U.S. Northeastern University journalism professor Alan Schroeder said Trump had a few good moments in the debate, but Clinton kept hammering away.
He might have gotten off some valid criticism of her on some of the points on the economy or trade or some of the issues that he might be more associated with. But it was she was just basically, you know, strafing him with gunfire.
Residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, hope a temporary flood wall will protect thousands of homes and downtown buildings from the rain-swollen Cedar River. Linn County spokesman Ryan Schlater says lessons have been learned from a record 2008 flood.
They've continued to barricade several areas. There's been more evacuation. There's been lots of study and lots of improvements that have been made. So we're ready, and everybody feels extremely confident.
The river is expected to crest this morning at 23 feet. This is AP Radio News. An Air Force officer facing a rape charge has been found dead in his house.
Colonel Eugene Caughey had a court-martial scheduled next month after being accused of raping a woman and adultery, among other charges. Colorado Springs police say they found Caughey's body Sunday at his off-base home after responding to a report of a suicide. The 46-year-old Caughey had been vice commander of the 50th Space Wing at Colorado's Schriever Air Force Base. Police are now awaiting autopsy results. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
In the first at-bat for the Marlins since their ace pitcher died in a boating accident, Miami's D. Gordon hit a home run in tribute to Jose Fernandez, a teammate he says he can't stop thinking about.
How is he not here? How does he not show up today? And every time I see his number or his name, I just keep hearing his voice.
Miami won last night's game 7-3 over the Mets. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.